96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
People always ask me, before they ask my name, the question was, so what are you?
What are you?
What are you?
Oh, no, but what are you really? People always say to me, you know, what are you? And I'm African-American. I don't discuss it. I'm not one to talk about, oh, but my grandmother and my grandfather. I don't do that.
That is an excerpt from the new documentary Light Girls. It aired on the Oprah Winfrey Network this week. The film examines the social and emotional struggles endured by light-skinned black women. Well, we're talking about it tonight. My guests are Howard University sociologist Dr. Terry Adams, Dr. Peggy Lewis, Associate Dean and Director of Media Studies at Trinity Washington University, and Tiffany Roberts. She is a college senior. All of my guests are light-skinned black women. I want to hear from you as well. Lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. You can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher, or you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Thank you all for sharing in this conversation. I want to get straight to it. Dr. Lewis, 2015, still talking about this. Why is this such a powerful issue for women in general and light-skinned black women specifically?
You know, Harold, I didn't even want to do this show because I said we ought to be beyond talking about color. But I wanted to come on to say, you know, this is a very painful subject in our community. And I'm hoping that the young people are going to help us get to the point where it's no longer an issue. The fact that we value, you know, our worth is based on color of your skin or texture of your hair. And it's, you know, I think I didn't get comfortable about it until I studied my history to know that this Eurocentric view of beauty has been perpetuated by, you know, people who wanted to denigrate us. And I just think to divide us and conquer us, you have to make us feel inferior. But it's not just us. As you saw in the documentary, it's global. It's about bleaching creams. It's about the beauty supplies. It's about the beauty industry. But I am a black woman who's finally comfortable in her own skin. And I'm not self-loathing, but I am so glad to see Lupita Nyong'o being graced over everything so that, you know, we can see beauty in all its aspects.
Well, let me ask Dr. Adams, because Dr. Adams, I will tell you, as we began to prepare for this particular program, I spoke to several women who are friends of mine, associates, who were light-skinned. And many of them, not all, but many of them had a lot of issues with coming onto the program and talking about them. One of them in particular said she's very conflicted about this. It's very, very hard. And then she started, you know, speaking in, you know, phrases, you know, gosh, my mom, and then the things that happened to me when I was a kid and all of this. You know, this may have been started, you know, by slavery and continued by that horrific legacy. But the problems that a lot of the women in the documentary discussed were things that were happening to them in modern times. Why is this still a problem?
I think because we still carry the marks of slavery on us as a community. So that some of the ideologies that were used to oppress black people during the slavery era have been adopted by our own community in regards to how we view skin color. And unfortunately, for women, it's tied into concepts of beauty, such that we don't have this conversation about our men. We only have the conversation about skin color in large part about women.
Are you sure? I mean, we could have a completely different show
about men. I think it's different,
men.
Though. Yeah. I think it's different. I think for women, it cuts deeper because of the issue of beauty, as Dr. Lewis brought up. And unfortunately, in this country, the closer you are to white, the closer you are to the standard of beauty. And of course, that standard is skewed and it's incorrect. But we all kind of carry that mark that was rooted in us from the slavery era.
Tiffany, youngest person in the room, college senior, you are, as we said in the beginning, you're a light-skinned young lady. What kind of issues have you encountered relative to your skin tone? You know, how has that, you know, been an issue for you growing up?
Well, I'd like to say oh, there I am.
Go ahead.
That opening clip you played with the "What are you?"
Mm-hmm.
I can't even count how many times that question has been asked. It really is one of the very first questions that people will ask you. When I came to Howard, it got asked 1,009,000 times. Like I said, one of the very first questions people would ask. And it's interesting because when you answer the question, "Well, I'm black," that's not good enough. They want to hear, "Well, no, well, what else are you, though?" Like, "No, one of your parents has to be X, Y, and Z." And it's like, "But why can't you just accept that I'm a black girl who happens to be light-skinned?"
How, like, does that make you feel when you hear that kind of thing?
It's confusing because why do you need me to be something else? Like, why can't I just be black? And so you, after a point, you just stop caring because it's like, whatever, I'm not dealing with this. But in the beginning, it's just like, but why do you need me to be something? Why aren't you just satisfied with who I am? Why aren't you satisfied with what I've told you? I tell you I'm black, and it's like, but no, you have to be something else. But look at your nose, but look at your hair, but you have to be something else.
You know, Dr. Lewis, you said in the beginning of the program, hopefully young people will help us move beyond this. What's wrong with the old folks?
The old folks came through Jim Crow. The old folks were steeped in it. My mother couldn't try on a hat in a department store. The old folks remember the pain of Jim Crow and segregation and wanted to protect their children from it. And, you know, we all remember, you know, my parents have to give my brother the talk, how you have to be careful. My brother is a darker hue than I am, but having to deal with police, you know, the talk. Parents want to protect you. But I think, you know, like what Tiffany said and what your other guests brought up, this is something that is systemic because of the racism of the society that we are in, and because it is not just us. It's in the Caribbean. It's in, you know, on the African continent, the motherland. I've been to Africa 3 times, and to see that bleaching cream is a big industry there, you know, we have got to stop this self-loathing. And I think one of the things that I think the documentary pointed out that I thought was so is the pain of color.
Mm-hmm.
I would joke about it, although a lot of us make it in humor, and I would say, I'm incognito, so I'm able to hear a bunch of things. People don't make assumptions about what I am. Wow, they can get in trouble by assuming. But I think it's also a point of pain that we've got to accept one another. We have got to, you know, realize, and I think as a person of faith, it's kind of realizing God made you who he made you to be, the way he made you to be. You got to get comfortable with that. And if other people can't accept it. But, you know, in the documentary, they told junior high school, we all went through it. This girl got... I didn't get beat up in junior high school because I befriended people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to be your friend. You're not going to kick my ass. But, you know, you don't go in the bathroom and brush your hair either.
Right.
You know? So it's survival skills. But can I tell you, Harold, I think in a way it helped me when I was a reporter. I could go in any kind of community because people made assumptions about me, they were wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, white people assume that you're going to be a certain kind of way because you look the way you look. Black people assume that you're going to be a certain way because of the way you look. You surprise everybody. Mm. You know, as the documentary pointed out, black people will look at you and say, oh, you think you're all that. No. I think I'm a child of God. And when you get to the point where it is not about how you look, but what you are inside, people accept you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, I had a news director one time ask me, what percentage? Mm. Well, you know, that kind of, I'm a radical child. So, you know, that made me angry. Mm. And I said to him, I don't know which one of your ancestors raped which one of my ancestors and get me like I am.
Mm.
Of course, I did not get that job.
Yeah, I would imagine not.
But that what are you question is one that is infuriating. And I get it all the time. You know, Latinos think I'm Latino.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody Russian. Oh, you know, you look like somebody from Moscow. Look, I'm African American.
Yeah. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 and WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about the issues raised in the new documentary, Light Girls. My guests are Howard University sociologist Dr. Terry Adams, Dr. Peggy Lewis, Associate Dean and Director of Media Studies at Trinity Washington University, and Tiffany Roberts. She is a college senior. All of my guests are light-skinned black women. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Brian, calling from Upper Marlboro, what's on your mind?
Okay, hi. I just want to say that I think it's great that, you know, this documentary is out, because I think one of the things that people as a whole need is understanding, you know, perspective. I will say that it's an interesting view, just because, I mean, some people could sort of view it as, you know, being light-skinned, as you just said. I mean, the closer you are to white in not only African-American cultures, but, you know, India, in Asia, like, you know, all of them, all places all over the world, people are, you know, the closer you are to white.
Yeah, and the documentary did briefly address this as a global issue, but it focuses specifically on the situation of African American women who are of a lighter hue,
right? And then I want to say, so one of the main arguments just previously was, you know, where do you come from, you know, and to a light skinned person that could be offensive, but I guess I don't really see why, you know, for a darker skinned person it wouldn't be seen as offensive. It'd be like, oh wow, you know, I don't seem just like whatever connotation dark skin comes with.
But hold on, because that wasn't the question. The question is not where do you come from. The question was, what are you?
Yeah.
Well, fine. I mean, I feel like that's a matter of people not being able to articulate, you know, what I just said. You know, what is your makeup? You know, I mean, of course, you know, assuming someone's not black is, you know, that could be taken as offensive. But I mean, perhaps someone just sees you as like beautiful. They're like, "Wow, maybe you do seem like you're from Moscow, or you're mixed with something else." But I don't see why that has to be taken offensively.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for your input. I want to ask Dr. Adams, why is the issue of skin color as it relates to identity so important? Because I think that's really what his issue is about. Okay, I can see you. You're a light-skinned person. Yeah, if I'm able to articulate it in an appropriate way, then it's about identity and not just the what are you thing.
Right. I think in all societies, identity is extremely important. Who you identify with, who you make connections with, who you socialize with are really important in any society. But I think in this society, because of the issue of colorism, when you ask someone, what are you, and they tell you that they're black, and then they say, well, no, but what are you, is like that they're denying your blackness in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those of us who are proud to be black, it's offensive.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go back to the phone lines quickly, and I may have to take that call on the other side. Robert, calling from Hyattsville, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I think this dark-skin, light-skin thing is one of the most insidious insecurities that black people have. We need to stop blaming white people for any of our problems, especially that one. They know it's not our problem that black people are every shade of brown that there is. They did it to us. When you actually grow up and become secure, we wouldn't have these problems, and I think we're far from it. But really, we need to grow up, be secure with who we are as individuals, and we wouldn't have these problems. Because every time that we say that white people did this to us, we're telling them that they won. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling any white person that they won defeating me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Dr. Lewis, a quick comment before I go to the break. Do you think that that last call was on point? Is it time for us to let it go and move ourselves forward?
You know, until we get to the point where income disparity is gone, until we get to the point where we're not having different kinds of schools and education, where we get to the point where black men and unarmed are shot by police officers who frightened them because we've been criminalized in the media. No, it is not time for us to let go of this. The whole issue of race is something we have not dealt with in this country to the point that we need to. This issue of the colorism, the issue of how black people are perceived by white police officers and by the white structure and in media where we are still being stereotyped and there's not enough of us mm-hmm. in front of the camera or behind it. Oh, no, Harold, you know this ain't over.
Okay, I need to take a break. If you're on the phone, please do not hang up. We will take your phone call. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of the conversation about light girls in just a bit.
The Howard